Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace. Well, your host is none other than Overseer Sadie Ellen. We have another exciting topic today. Expect the blessings of God. And before we start, we'll say a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we ask you to cover this air, the airway, the computer way, dear Heavenly Father, the telephones, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to let this message go forth like never before, dear Heavenly Father. We come seeking you like never before this morning, dear Heavenly Father. So we come just saying thank you today. Thank you for the blessings that you have already bestowed upon each one of us this morning, dear Heavenly Father. We give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Today our broadcast is Expect the Blessings of God. Hallelujah. Excuse me for the interruption. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, today, expecting the blessings of God. Wait and hope, fear, and expect the Lord. Be brave and of good courage, and let your hearts be strong and enduring. Remember God's blessing so you can be a blessing not only in a few places, but everywhere you go. Invoke blessings upon and pray for the happiness of those who care you. Employ God's blessings upon those who abuse you. And our tag words today is expect, blessing, and loving. You know, sometimes you may feel discouraged, miserable, and depressed. And those times you need to take a close look at what's been going on in your mind. You can go to Isaiah 26:3. It tells you when you keep your mind on the Lord, you will have perfect and constant peace. We're talking about expecting the blessings of God today. By focusing on the goodness of God and waiting, hoping, and expecting him to encourage you and fill you with his peace and joy, you can overcome negative thoughts that drag you down. I think speak positive. Begun believing right now that you're about to see God's goodness in your life. Wait, hope, and expect his blessing to be abundant in your life. You have to think, speak positive. You don't need to be speaking nothing negative out of your mouth to expect the blessings of God. He wants you to speak positive things. You know, now my mind go back to that song we used to sing long time ago, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Over in Romans 8:38-39, it says, For I am persuaded beyond doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're talking about the expecting blessings of God today. And our tag words I told you earlier is expect, blessing, and loving. You cannot trust unless you believe you are loved. To grow in God and be changed, you must trust him. Often he will lead you in ways you cannot understand. During those times, you must have a tight grip on his love for you. The Apostle Paul was convinced that nothing would ever be able to separate him from the love of God in Christ. You know, when you think about it, Jesus, you need to have that same absolute assurance of God's undying love for you. Accept God's love for you and make that love the basic for your love for others. Receive his affirmation, knowing that you are changing and becoming all he desired you to be. We're talking about expecting the blessings of God. You don't know which way that blessing is going to come today, but you can live and expect it. You can know without a shadow of a doubt. If you ask the Father in his will, he will give it to you, not our will, not our time, but in his time, in his will, that you can expect the blessings of God. You know, over in 1 Corinthians 12:31, the word of God says, but earnestly desire, jealous, cultivate the greatest and best gift and grace. That's the highest gift and the choicest of grace. And yet I will show you still a more excellent way. That's one that is better for and the highest them all is love. You know, love should be number one on your spiritual priority list. We're talking about expecting the blessings of God today. And we need all these factors to get the blessings of God. You should learn about love, pray about love, and developing love by loving others. We're talking about expected blessings. Now, if you can't love somebody else like you should, how you expect the blessings of God? You know, God is love. So when you walk in his love, you abide in him. He is perfect. He is present. Because we walk in God's love by receiving and expressing it, we should not deceive ourselves into thinking we can love God while we hate other people. You'll find it 1 John 4:20. No. To get the blessings from God, we have to be obedient. We have to stay humble. We have to do the things that God has called for us to do. It's no big eyes and little use. It's all about God, you all. It's all about doing the things he have called for us to do, saying the things that he want us to say, because he is God. He's the one that made us, not we ourselves. So that means we should be in tune with the Lord. No matter what you go to God for, he's going to let you know yes, no, or not now, later. He's going to let you know if that's for you right now or if it's not for you. So we have to know how to expect the unexpected from God. Because when you ask him for a blessing, you don't know how that blessing is going to come. But you're expecting it. You know, I'm going to tell you something about my faith and my praise. I was telling my niece about latch on to some crazy faith and some crazy praise and worship. And at first she couldn't think, so she called me 4 days this morning that woke me up and said, I grabbed hold of the crazy faith you told me about. I'm expecting crazy faith. Don't you know I'm going to have a new car I'm going to pick up on Thursday? I did exactly what you told me, the Holy Ghost told you, and I went and did it. And the people told me they had no problem. I didn't have to come up with no money down with my credit. I could walk off the lot with a new car, because they're going to have it called ready for me for her on Thursday evening. So I'm telling you, you don't know how that blessing going to come. See, what I was saying to her might have been crazy. It might have been strange, but after she applied what I told her to do through the word of God, I put God in it, not me, but I was just obeying. That's what I'm saying. We got to obey. We got to come to him humble. We want something for him, but what are we giving in return? What are we saying in return? Are we putting something positive in somebody's life? Or are we talking some nonsense? Think about that. God wants us to do things decently and in order. And when you think about that, God is just so good. He's better than good. Better, better, better than good. So when you think about that, God, I just thank you. God, I praise you. God, I lift you up. God, I glorify you, you know. Because if we don't do what he say, how can you expect the blessings of God? You're being disobedient, but when you start being obedient, you start minding him. I had a prophet one tell about some people just don't know how to mind. Can you mind, overseer? Yes, sir, I can mind. I will do what God say do, or whatever the Holy Ghost say, that's what I'm going to do. I'm learning how to mind more and more every day. I needed something done today and got a phone call. It's going to be done. I thought it was going to be after the holiday. But God, I'm expecting. I didn't know how the call was going to come. Didn't know who it was going to come through. But it came. Inspecting the unexpected. The blessings of God. Each person that's listening to this broadcast today, you all have been praying. You want something from God. You expecting God to do it. But what are you doing in return for God to bless you, to give you that expected blessing, and you don't know which way it's coming? And that's what we got to do, you all. We got to give God the praise, give God the glory. Oh, my, 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 my. I'm just getting all happy all by myself over here. You know, when we seek many things in the course of our lifetime, hoping to find fulfillment, but most of these things are disappointing. When we decide to walk in love, we discover it's not only blessed others, it also blessed us. And God is showing, I want you to walk in love. I want you to do the things I have called for you to do. Because it's not about you, it's about me. So when you think about it, he wants you to be who you are. He's not trying to get you to be something that you're not. He said, just be who you are. Expect the blessing. You don't know how he's going to do it, but you know he's going to do it. You got that faith. You know, let us not become vainglory and self-conceited, competitive and challenging and provoking and irritating to one another, envying and being jealous of one another. God don't want us to do that. When we are expecting the blessing, he wants us to be able to receive that blessing that he's going to give us. That means you have to be right in tune with the Lord. You have to be doing what God says do, not doing what you want to do, because you know the flesh will jump up there in a minute. Oh, girl, you ain't got to wait. Oh, God, you don't have to go do this and do that. No, if you have asked God something, you're going to wait till God come through. No matter how long it takes, you're going to wait on God, because when you get ready to go out there and do things on your own, you mess up. You know, over in Galatians 6 and 4, the Apostle Paul exhorted you to grow in the Lord until you come to the point you can have the personal satisfaction and joy of knowing and doing something comfortable in itself, along with restoring to boasting comparison with other people. Thank God once you know who you are in Christ. You are set free from the stress of comparison and competition. You know you have worth, value, apart from your work and accomplishment. Therefore, you can do your best to glorify God rather than just trying to be a better than someone else. No, that's not what it's about, to expect the blessing. God wants you to be exactly who he made you to be. You don't have to put on no show. You don't have to, like they say, have the pony and the dog show and all that stuff. Uh-uh. Just do what God told you to do. And you think about what a glorious and wonderful freedom is to be secured in Christ and not have to be controlled by strife, envy, or jealousy. You don't have to be jealous of anybody. Because when God get ready to bless you, no matter what somebody's doing, what somebody's saying, that blessing going to come forth. No matter what they're saying, what they're throwing daggers at you, pointing at, when God get ready to give you that blessing, he's going to give you that blessing in the midst of your enemies. You know, you can be who God created you to be. He doesn't make mistakes. And when you think about that, how good your God is, what he's doing, how he's doing it, you got to trust God with. Stop worrying. If you're expecting a blessing of God, stop worrying. Just give it to God. He's going to work it out for you. I'm a living witness here. Trust God. Don't be afraid. Don't react. Stay calm. You're going to enjoy the righteousness of Christ. And he, while you're waiting for to expect the blessings of God, change your focus. Because sometimes your focus might not be where God wanted to be. And sometimes you have to change your focus. Sometimes you have to do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Would you hold a moment, please? We give God the praise this morning. We give him the glory. See, I'm expecting a blessing of God. So that means I got to be about doing what God say do. I can't let it go. I got to be on my journey. See, like this broadcast, I could have slept this morning. I could have stayed in the bed even with the medication I took. But I said, God, wake me up. Let me be on time for the broadcast because I'm expecting a blessing. That means I have to fulfill the assignment you done give me for today. I got to be on that assignment. So I had to change my focus. You know, I pray that your love may abound yet more and more, extended to its fullest development, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value. You know, here I went over to Paul in Philippians 1, 9 through 10, and here as I was reading, Paul prayed this prayer for the believers at the church in Philippi, knowing they could not have powerful, victorious life unless they learned the real value of loving others. That means expecting a blessing. I put all that in on love because we have so many people want blessings for God, but they deceitful, they jealous. They don't have love in their heart. They don't have forgiveness in their heart. They haven't went and repent. You know, we too must make a true commitment to walk in love, which may require you to readjust your priorities and change your focus. You should have your mind renewed so what love really is. It is not a feeling you have. It is a decision you make, a decision to treat people the way Jesus would treat them. A true love walk does not come easily without personal sacrifice. But the benefit of God, of grace, God will enrich your life like never before. Loving others is the pathway of true joy. When you think about that, you trust in God for the unexpected blessing. So if you trust in God for unexpected blessing, why can't you trust him for everything? Not just for a little blessing that you're asking for, might be a big blessing. But you want to thank God for the unexpected blessing. And that's what we are talking about today, expecting the blessings of God. No, you might have been praying for 10 years. You might have been praying for 11 years. But whatever you've been doing, you're saying, God, I need you. This is the thing that I'm, the petition I'm bringing before you, Lord. I'm expecting a blessing. And I was praying along with my niece that she would get the blessing of getting her a vehicle. And God did that. But see, I was praying. I didn't put myself there on a pedestal. Oh, I can do this. I can do uh-uh. I know some things need to change with me health-wise. Some things need to change with me business-wise, spiritual-wise. That means I'm expecting a blessing of God. And I know the blessing I'm asking God for, only him can do it. He can work through people, but he, for doing the expected blessing, he's got to touch this person's heart or that person's heart to bring the unexpected blessing that I need. So today we're talking about wait and hope for expecting the Lord. We have to be brave and of good courage and let your heart be stout and enduring. We have to remember God bless you so you can be a blessing, not only in a few places and a few things, but everywhere you go. And that's what I try to do. I try blessing people everywhere I go, whether it's in words, whether it's in deed, whether it's something I can help them with, something I can give them. If I always keep a closed mouth, a closed fist, a closed ear, how can I expect the blessings of God? And I don't never try to give somebody else a blessing. We have to share. You know, a lot of people think it's all about money. It's not all about money to bless somebody. Somebody might need a pair of shoes, and you know you got a closet full of them. You can't even wear them more. And they're good shoes. So what you do? Pass them on to somebody. They're expecting. They're over downtown across town and saying, God, I need some shoes. God, remember what you said way across town the opposite way. Lord, I got these shoes. I got these suits, these dresses. I want to bless somebody. Who do you want me to bless them with? And God would have that person call you out the clear blue and start talking with you, and you put that phone down. God, I thank you. That's the person you want me to bless. And when you bless them, here come showers of blessing that's showering down on you. You say, oh, God, I thank you. You done forgot all about you here. Sally Sue with some shoes or with some suits or with some grocery. I'm just using example on how when you bless God's people, how God in turn will come and bless you. We have to be a blessing to people everywhere we go. We don't have to worry about who they are, what they are. He said, beloved person, scatter abroad. He gives to the poor. His deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. You'll find that 2 Corinthians 9:9. It is both good and scripture to give to the poor. They should be one of your primary concerns. Look for people who are needy and bless them. My. Share what you have with those who are less fortunate. He said, I believe for myself, giving to the needy and not the greedy. Some people say, I need, and their house is overstacked. They can't even walk. They got to make pathways through their house. They got boxes here, clothes here, stuff here, stuff. When I get stuff, I'm still calling people, can you come get this here? I got something for you. Come get this. I might not can get to you, but I'm trying to keep passing it on. I even get in my car and drop stuff off at people's house that may not have transportation, you know. But I'm pushing that blessing. God done bless me. He didn't bless me to keep it all for myself. He blessed me to help somebody else, to be loving with somebody else. Somebody else expecting something, don't know where it's coming from. But when he send me out, that is, boom, bam, thank you, ma'am. They got it. I believe in going get it and come back with it and bless somebody else with it. So that means today, expecting the blessing of God. We know Christmas coming, but it's not expecting a gift from so-and-so, so-and-so. They didn't buy me again. No, it's about Jesus Christ. And when you're talking about giving, if you've been giving all year, God look at, he see exactly what you're doing. You don't have to go and make no big moderation to nobody. Do I have somebody want to say something on that topic? On hit one on your keypad, or if you're on your cell phone, just go ahead and talk. Well, we give God the praise today because he is worthy to be praised, expected. I know a lot of people get things, people knock at their door. They wasn't expected, but God said, that person have been faithful. I'm going to send them a blessing. It's going to be an expected blessing, and they ain't going to even know it's coming until I send somebody to knock at their door or push something under their door in an envelope. Just what you needed. You might have been saying, God, I need money for my rent, or I need money for my building or my utility bill. You don't know where it's going to come from. But you gave it to God. And here one morning or one evening, here come the expected blessing. You don't know how he was going to do it, but you're thanking God for doing it. You know, but it is also good to remember that everyone needs blessing. Even the rich, the successful, and those who appear to have everything. What you buy or do for these people is not the real issue. They may not need the gift, but they need the love that you gave them with that unexpected blessing. We all get weary sometimes and need to be encouraged, edified, complimented, and appreciated. This can be done with words alone, but it is a nice gesture to add a gift when appropriate. Remember today, audience, God bless you. So you can be a blessing, not only in a few places, but everywhere you go. You know, some people don't know how to bless others. God got to teach them. We're going to pray for blessings today before we leave the air. You know, we're going to invoke blessing upon and pray for the happiness of those who curse you. And God's blessing, his favor, upon those who abuse you, who revile and reproach, despair, and highly handle, misuse you. We're going to pray for those today because we are all on this line today or expecting a blessing from God, whether it's for your health purpose, whether it's a financial, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, whether it's to bring families together. You know, everybody is expecting a blessing of God. So today, we're asking God to bring truth and revelation so that they will be willing to repent and be set free from their sins today. Don't just forgive. Complete the process by asking God to bless them. He will bless you greatly for your obedience. Gracious Father, we come today on this broadcast to tell you thank you. Thank you for expecting the blessings of you, dear Heavenly Father. We know you in the miracle working business of blessing. So we ask you to bless everyone that tuned into this broadcast this morning. We ask you to bless our neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father. Bless our families, dear Heavenly Father, and families that's on this line today, dear Heavenly Father. We ask you to send a supernatural blessing, dear Heavenly Father. You know what they need, dear Heavenly Father. You know what they've been coming to you for, dear Heavenly Father. So we asking you today, dear Heavenly Father, to put that request on them today, dear Heavenly Father. Even in my neighborhood, somebody might be expecting a blessing today. Let someone in this neighborhood be a blessing to someone else, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. It could be a kind act of deed, dear Heavenly Father, but let them get that unexpected blessing that they've been expecting, dear Heavenly Father. Didn't know when it was coming, but it's on the way. So we give you the praise today, and we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. I want to thank all the listeners that came. I only did it for 30 minutes today because I wanted to make sure I stayed woke because I know I had taken that medication. So I give everyone thank you for coming on the broadcast today expecting the blessings of God. When he woke us up this morning, we expected that. You know, we thank him. That was it because he didn't have to wake us up, you all. And that was a blessing right there. When he put your feet out of your bed to get up, that was a blessing right there. Oh, my, 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 my. I guess I better let y'all go because I'll go to preaching about expecting the blessings of God. Oh, my, 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 my. Oh, gee, we just give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Expect. Blessing, the blessings of God today in your life, in your family life. Expect them. You don't know which way they're coming, but expect them today that he's going to bless you. Something y'all going to be able to tell me tomorrow, next week when we come back on the line for another broadcast on something you've been expecting, something you've been asking God for. You didn't know how it was coming, but you expected that your God was going to deliver, and he did. So until next week, I want each one of you all to be blessed. I love each one of you all because without you all, this show wouldn't have been made possible. I was thinking about taking it off and changing it, but I've been on it 15 years, going on 16 years. So evidently something is working. I'm trying to get new music put on the show and some new things done. So y'all keep me in prayer because I'm expecting a blessing above God. And until next week, you all be blessed, and I love each one of you all. Bye-bye.